I'm excited beyond words to be able to speak to you tonight. I can relate with Paul in the book of Romans when he says, as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you at Rome. And that's how I felt about this church ever since I came through the door. So I'm very excited about being well enough to be able to speak to you tonight and share our burden, our ministry, our heart. We're going to show a video, but before we do, I'm going to give you a kind of introduction to our ministry, my testimony, and then we'll show the video. Just so I don't forget to mention, we have our display table out back, so after the service, if you're able to stop by, this is our ministry's magazine, Israel's Messenger, okay? And the copies that are there are for free, and if you'd like, you can sign up for a one-year free subscription, and they'll just send you 4 free issues, no catch, no risk. When it's done, they'll send you a letter asking if you want to continue. If they don't hear back from you, they're not going to charge you anything, they're not going to send you one and then bill you later. It's just a free one-year subscription, 4 issues. Also, our prayer card. So please remember to pick one of these up and pray for us. We need prayer like crazy. So please remember to pray for us. A little bit of my background. I mentioned it before, but you may not have heard or remember. I refer to myself jokingly sometimes as a Samaritan. Okay, my mom is a Gentile. My dad is Jewish. So I grew up in a church growing home. And like Pastor, I was saved as a teenager. I was saved as a 15-year-old boy who thought the previous 15 years of my life that I was a Christian, that I was okay, because I called myself a Christian. I was a leader in the youth group, and I was not saved. And then I got saved as a 15-year-old boy. Immediately after getting saved, you look in the Bible, you see a lot of stuff about the Jews, don't you? Old Testament, New Testament, all over, you see stuff about the Jewish people. And I thought, hey, my dad's Jewish, so how does that all work? And I started searching things, and the Lord started working in my heart, and immediately I became grateful for my Jewish heritage, but also wondered about my Jewish friends and relatives and, where they stood with God. And the Lord called me to preach and take the gospel to his chosen people. So I went to college at PCC, where I met my wife, and we graduated in 2006. And we've been with Jewish Awareness Ministries, our mission board out there. We've been with Jewish Awareness Ministries since 2010. And we were, in the past 4 years, reaching the Jewish people in the Cleveland, Ohio area with the gospel. And just over the last, I don't know, it was like February of 2015, we really felt like the Lord was calling us to expand our outreach, burdening us with the areas beyond Cleveland, Ohio, because there's Jewish people all over the place. And so our ministry is located in Anger, North Carolina, right there on Highway 55. It's by Dollar General. And so we're working out of the office. We're traveling. We're going to churches, Bible colleges, conferences, wherever we can go to talk to people about the need for Jewish missions. One of our philosophies, my philosophy, is that it's going to be hard to get a Jewish missionary to every single area where there's Jewish people. But guess what? In almost every single area where there's Jewish people, there's a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. And those churches can be taught and equipped to reach those Jewish communities where a missionary may not ever see. And so that's part of our burden, part of our goal. We moved here in July, and we are here to evangelize the lost, enlist laborers, and equip believers. Now, I had a lot of questions about Jewish people and where they stood with God and what they needed to do, and really what the world status of Jewish people is in this country, in other countries, and what we need to do about it. So that video, hopefully, will answer those questions, and then we'll be back up to preach after the video's over.
Have you ever wondered about the Jewish people? Maybe you're familiar with the Jews of the Bible. Maybe you've seen an Orthodox Jew in your neighborhood. Maybe they're your friend, or your coworker, or your relative, or your neighbor. Are these the literal descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Are these the people that Jesus wept over? Are these the ones of whom the Apostle Paul said that he wished he could be accursed from Christ if it meant that his brethren could be saved?
Hi, this is Dan Bergman with Jewish Awareness Ministries, and I'd like to tell you a little story. Except, it's not a story. It actually happened. You see, our story starts with two people. Both of them were Jewish. One of them was very poor. In fact, he was a beggar. The other man was very rich. In fact, he loved his money. Well, in the process of time, both of these men died.
The man who was trusting in the Lord for his salvation awoke to the sight of his fathers, most prominently, the father of faith himself, Abraham.
It was a joyous reunion. These, however, were awaiting the day, still, when their sin debt would be abolished by the Messiah.
It would be only then that they could stand in the presence of their holy Creator. Just then, a noise. It sounded like a man in anguish. "Father Abraham, have mercy on me." It was the rich man, and he was far away. He could hardly be seen, and he was surrounded by fire. He was crying to Abraham to send the beggar to him with just a single drop of water to cool his tongue.
Abraham responds by calling the rich man son. He then explains to him the irony of their current situation, given their background and their lives that they lived on the earth.
And he also tells him how there is a great gulf fixed between them, so that no one from where he is in hell can pass into Abraham's embrace, or vice versa. The rich man cries out once again, pleading with Abraham, calling him his father, and begging him that he would send the beggar to his five brethren, whom are still alive, to warn them that they would not come into this place of torment, that they would not experience the same fate as the rich man. Abraham responds, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." The rich man did not like that answer. He then pleads again with Abraham, asking him to send one from the dead so that his brethren would believe.
This literal account ends with Abraham's final response to the rich man. He says, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one rose from the dead." The beggar's name was Lazarus. We will one day meet him in heaven. The rich man's name was never given. But we know for sure that being Jewish did not keep him out of hell. Jesus is the one who told this story, and he told it to the Pharisees in Luke chapter 16.
Who are the Jewish people? These are the literal descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are the ones whom Jesus wept over. These are the ones of whom the Apostle Paul wished that he could be accursed from Christ if it meant that they could be saved. These are the ones of whom the Apostle Paul wrote of when he said, "The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." These are the rich man's brethren.
Now that we know who the Jewish people are, let's see if we can find out where they are.
I bet you'll be surprised to find out how many of Jacob's children, the rich man's brethren, are living right in your own neighborhood.
There are over 150,000 in Texas, over 500,000 in Florida, over 1 million in both California and New York, over 150,000 in Ohio, and well over 500,000 in New Jersey, over 45,000 in Washington State, 76,000 in Nevada, 300,000 in Illinois, over 100,000 in Arizona, 275,000 in Massachusetts, 240,000 in Maryland, 95,000 in Virginia, 83,000 in Michigan, and many, many more, totaling a whopping 5.7 million Jewish people right here in America. For contrast, in Israel, there are about 6.3 million.
The country with the third highest Jewish population is France, with about 475,000.
Although the Jewish people are small in number compared to the world population of Gentiles, the fact remains that their relationship with God
and their need for salvation is preeminent in every part of our Bible. It is the heartbeat of God. Paul tells us in Romans 11, speaking to Gentiles about the Jews, that thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? He continues, for as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. We are breaking God's heart and disobeying His word if we neglect to share the gospel with the Jews. Before World War II, there was approximately 15 million Jewish people in the world. After the war, about 8 to 9 million. Throughout the ages, many have tried to annihilate them, and the satanic attempts to destroy the Jewish people are increasing in intensity and number as we approach the last days.
As of 2014, the number of deaths per day is 155,520. This statistic is based upon the number of deaths per year per 1,000 people. This means that there are 108 deaths per minute, 1.8 deaths per second. Statistically, two Jewish people pass into eternity every minute. You may have wondered what the number up at the corner of this video is all about. It is the statistical representation of the number of Jewish people that have died while you have watched this video.
The Jewish people, the rich man's brethren, are certainly a forgotten people group.
They are the only people group in all of Scripture that are called the apple of God's eye. According to Romans 11 and Romans 15, you and I are indebted to the Jewish people.
The only reason that you and I have salvation is because of the God of Israel and the Jewish Messiah. The prophet Zechariah tells us that during the tribulation period, two-thirds of the Jewish people will perish. The rapture of the church is imminent, with the tribulation period soon to follow. Time is of the essence. Will you pray? Will you give? Will you go? If the Lord has burdened you for Jewish missions, contact us. We are here to help.